What? What's going on? Episode 30.
Hello.
Meat and potatoes. The yeah. Dumbest name ever for a show, but I love it.
But also the best name ever.
It is. And I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I have my ghetto Cowboys cup today.
I thought you hated the Cowboys. You went back to the Cowboys?
No, I still, it's not that I hate them. I just don't care about them. But now I just like to troll Jeff, and I am going for every single like opposing team that they play.
Right, right.
It's driving him crazy. I almost got kicked out of the house last week or Sunday, whenever they played.
Yeah, the last show. Well, the good news is that everything sounds 100 times better now. So podcast people, please have patience, because now I got to get the mixing part down. Yeah. The last show was a little too, the equalizer was way too much on it. There was too much treble on it. And I work a lot, man. And I just didn't feel like messing with it, to be honest with you guys. But this one, I made time for it. I'm going to mess with it to try to get it to a perfect sound, if that makes any sense. And hopefully once, you know, you donate enough on the Anchor link, we can hire an actual engineer to do the mixing. So start donating some money at the end of the show if you want to support us.
But, support us from our humble beginnings.
Yes. So when we're famous, we should do a competition where like our top 10 people who donate will represent on air, or give them a shout out or something.
Yeah.
Or make a t-shirt with their name.
I'll wear a t-shirt.
I'm sure we can come up with something dumb to make our chicken nuggets and our tater tots happy out there, but
chicky tots.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, we got an exciting show tonight, man. We have a special guest. We're working to bring in new guests, exciting people in here. So, Shannon, why don't you tell us who's here with us and what's going on? And
so we've got Jamie Hurley, father's rights / men's rights expert. I'm going to say. Leading expert in the far, far North Texas area. I think it's safe to say that.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a
I didn't know there was such a thing as men's rights and what do you call it? What was the other thing?
Dad's rights. And
that's right.
Father's rights.
Father's rights.
Dude, so yeah, it's actually really controversial. So Jamie, we met through a mutual friend on Facebook, and he's a poster of an expert Facebook fisherman. He throws the bait out, and I always bite every single time.
Well, with you, it's not that hard to fucking bring you in into an argument online, so I'm not surprised. So.
But he has some really interesting things to say about father's rights. So, you know, as a feminist, before I really learned about what that entailed, and like men's rights really, or father's rights, like come on now. But it's actually really interesting and intriguing, and I'm excited to hear a little bit more about
it.
Well,
this should be interesting, because you're like super one-sided, and I don't know him yet, but I'm assuming he's the other side and I'm in the middle.
I'm not one-sided. I'm right in the middle. I would consider myself a moderate, but
no way, dude. You go super left. Yeah, yeah. All right. And let's not get into it. I don't feel like getting into it. Right. Well, I'm sure we're going to end up.
Not until we get him on. Yes.
Let's get Jamie on here and let's see. All right. So we're going to bring Jamie in. Say hi to Jamie Hurley, everybody. Jamie, what's going on, man? How are you?
Pretty good. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I'm doing all right. So
good to finally talk to you in person.
Yeah, no. And don't you live like in Sanger or something?
Denton.
Oh, I'm in Chrome.
I'm like a Sanger spy, so.
Oh, gotcha. So, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's.
Sorry, I was taking a drink. But all right. So I got to guide everything. All right. So let's roll it back a little bit. Let's roll it back because I'm interested in this. I didn't even know there was such a thing as dad's rights or whatever, men's rights or whatever. But so how did this whole thing get? First of all, how did you two meet? That's what I want to hear first.
Mutual friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So did it start as an argument online or just talking?
Mm. Well, no, I'm really good at, I don't want to say I'm a troll, but I know exactly what to post or what to share to get people going.
Probably yeah. for certain people too. Like yeah, you post, oh, yeah. and you know exactly who's going to comment.
Yeah. I really attribute that skill to the military too.
But, you know, like, yeah, he's a veteran. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, thank you for your service, yeah. man.
You got to know. And seriously, I can post and I know exactly who's going to reply. Except for that post earlier I shared that you replied on. I was on the shitter. I accidentally shared it. So that was a poop share.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
Those are always the best shares.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because you have time to meditate. You meditate. You're sitting there. You come up with the best material.
She wrote this like half a page reply. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, welcome to Chatham's World.
Yeah.
You know what works very well with her? When she does that, just say, okay, you're right. And that's it. Just leave it at that. And that'll drive her nuts for hours.
I don't even reply to them. I let my friends reply and she just gets rolling.
Man. Yeah, I'm pretty neutral. I think I try to see both sides. Like, you know, that post earlier,
Not neutral.
I am absolutely.
Shannon,
I do
you know
try
I love
to
you.
See.
We wouldn't be here if I didn't love you, but.
I try to see both sides.
I'll give you that. You do try to see both sides.
You try to see both sides, but you always go to the far left.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about far. Yeah. I mean, I am a bleeding heart.
But she's not a psychopath far left. I'll give her that. I know that for a fact. Because I know.
Yeah, I'm not an extremist. I may be far left. I'll take that, but I'm not an extremist.
Exactly.
I don't like Hillary. I don't like feminazis. I try to establish a common ground because everybody has one.
That is true. All right. So, Jamie. Now I'm going to ask you, so now give me the background of this whole rights thing, and I never even think about it, to be honest with you. So why don't everybody who's listening, everybody who's watching, so tell us the background, tell us why, how did you get into it, how did you go with it, all that good stuff.
It started off with, I had a daughter years ago, and because of my service, they were able to use all that stuff just against me, and you know, I just got out of the military. I was having problems adjusting back to civilian life. And they were just able to use all that against me. And I just lost my rights because I ran out of money. Because that was at the point when we were getting out.
I just want to make sure I get the story straight. So you're talking about like court?
Court. Okay. Lawyer fees. Because, it's been proven over and over. A man is going to spend 10 times more just to earn, rights to his child.
I mean, not even just rights, child rights. I'm talking about just generic court cases.
Yes.
Divorce, separation, anything like, especially in Texas. I lived in Texas. I lived there for 10 years and I got a little bit of trouble out there. And, I lived in other places around the country here and in the world. And Texas by far is like, oh, you have a penis? You're fucked. You're done. Like, give it all to her. You know, whatever she wants, no matter what.
It used to be like that, but a lot, Texas as a whole hasn't moved to the whole shared parenting yet, but individual counties have started making that changeover.
What's a start?
Yeah. And what is that exactly? Is that like 50-50?
Assume shared custody.
Okay.
50-50. You know, because, when we were younger, I don't want to say all fathers weren't involved, but it was just assumed you got divorced, you became a part-time dad, you saw your kids 40 hours a month, but as times progress, times change, fathers are more involved. I'm involved as much as my wife is when it comes to our children. Yeah. We both handle different aspects, but just because our marriage ends, that doesn't mean that I stopped being a dad.
Right.
And I have a son that lives out of state. Me and his mother never dated. He just kind of happened. And I stood up. I manned up and take care of him. And all she has to do is she texts me, calls me. He's got it. I don't even think twice. He's my son. He everything he needs, he'll get.
Yeah.
And that's just the way more fathers have. That's the stance on modern fathers in 2018. As we're just as important as you are. Yes, right. You carried them, you birthed them, and we thank you and respect you for that. But, it's not like it used to be. Dads just don't take a back seat. Especially, with women coming up to such power and having careers and all that. You're, we're equally important in every way.
And, exactly. You know, I mean, that's and true. That's,
and a lot of women think, oh, this is just men trying to get take control. No. And or not wanting to pay child support. And I know plenty of men that have 50-50 custody and still pay child support. And they don't care. All they want to do is see their kids fairly and equally and be able to go all the games and not have, you know, like the mother or the partner have complete control of what the father's ask or the father's role in that, when it should just be the natural of being, just being a dad.
So is that the driving force, is basically equal rights, equal time?
Yes. And you know, it's, you know, if y'all both work and yeah, maybe, you know, child support's a whole different situation and in it. And we try not to include it. And, you know, some dads try and mothers try to take the situation of getting out of child support by trying to get 50-50 and then have nothing to do with the kids. You know, in every group, there's bad apples.
Exactly.
And like, you know, on Facebook, every state has a the Father's Right Movement page. You see it in Germany now. You're starting to see it around the world. Fathers are taking stands saying, you know, we're not second-class citizens when it comes to our children. And we're not going to take it no more.
Yeah, and I've seen actually more and more lately, especially more positive coverage, because I've seen it before and I've always kind of seen it with like a negative connotation. And even when people are trying to say good things about it, I've seen like, well, calling it father's rights is just not the right way to go about it. You should call it children's rights to see their father, and, you know, kind of like twisting and manipulating it. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Like whether the name...
Well, everybody's going to try to turn it into a way to work in their favor. That's just human nature. We're going to try and make it sound bad so you don't get it. And now, you know, you with the, you know, gay marriage being completely legal across the U.S., you know, you're having...
Is it legal completely across the U.S.? I thought it was certain states. Is it all the way legal now?
I think everywhere states. Now. It's like Supreme Court ruled.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Certain states are still trying to fight that. That's right. They're trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're starting to see, you know, lesbian couples and gay men couples. Mm-hmm. They're starting to adopt and all that. And then, you know, like I remember when it all passed and all got legalized, I'm like, you know, you're going to see a bunch of people rush to get married, and then you're going to see a huge spike in divorce. And that's what we did see, that, especially in Dayton County.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a huge divorce rate in gay couple just because they rushed to it just to say, oh, we did it. Instead of, you know, the true meaning, like, just like straight couples do. They rush to get married and they're divorced in a year.
Exactly.
But, you know, and then now, what I've seen a lot is that, like, especially in, like, lesbian couples. I don't know how to say that. I'd say lesbian couples.
It sounds offensive. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
the PC really the PC patrol is going to come after you now. Yeah. I think you're good.
I'm really good at pissing people off. So I'm very proud of. But, you know, they're sitting there going, and they're experiencing what dads have experienced for the last 30 years. And they're like, and, you know, they're going, well, you know, I'm the mother too. And they're like, nope, you didn't bear that child. So, like, if they didn't carry that child, you're the paternal parent now. You're
and I was wondering about that.
Parent. And if you didn't adopt them, you don't have any rights to them.
Okay, yeah, because I was reading, you know, I remembered Melissa Etheridge and her wife had a really nasty divorce, and they had a huge custody battle, and that's what I was going to ask you too. Like,
yeah, and you'll see if you cruise a lot of the Father's Rights Movement pages, you'll see you're starting to see them come in and say, you know, I need help, and we're just sitting there going, oh no, you're not a man. You're like, tell us what's going on, explain your situation. You know, and seeing what we give you pointers, pointing in the right direction, lawyers. You know, downtown Dallas has a father's right site. Like, you can actually officially go there, and they can help you with paperwork and finding lawyers and all that.
Not
many people know that. You know,
so it's not just men. It's men. It's, you know, lesbian women. It's second wives, like, who have to see what their husbands go through.
Yeah. You will see a ton of women who just married men that have and they have stepchildren now, and the baby mama's mad and like trying to screw over the baby, you know, the dad, and they're going, what can we do? Because, you know, women can be vengeful. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Women are vengeful. Just, you know, I don't know what's in y'all's head about that. But, you know,
bitches be crazy, bro.
Yep. Oh, I know. I'm gonna get triggered here any second now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I'm
not triggered you yet. But,
well,
no,
you know, I mean, I think that's a good thing, you know, especially now with all the information that we have online and, you know, places like Facebook where all these groups exist. Yeah. That's what it was designed for, you know, and I'm glad people are taking advantage of it and helping each other out, because he's right. I mean, you know, when it came to, I mean, I don't have any kids, but I've heard of horror stories from friends and I've seen what friends have gone through. And it's like, it's always been super biased, you know?
Oh, yeah. The child support industry, it is an industry. It's not a government, you know, it's not a county thing. It's not government. It is a multi-million dollar moneymaker, because the states get cuts off the top of that. Look into it, because you're going to get me triggered now if you're thinking about that.
Why would you get triggered? I want to hear about this.
They didn't do it for free.
They're doing it inside, because I keep hearing the sprinklers in the background.
Yeah, well, that's a cricket.
is that a cricket?
That's a mad cricket.
That's crazy. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
They're not going to work for free. The state takes their cut off the top.
Yeah.
You know, and like the Texas AG is horrible.
Hold on a second. Let's rewind this, because I'm trying to understand this. All right. So when you go to court and they say you have to pay, I don't know, I'm just going to say $1,000 child support. How does that work? Do I deposit that in your bank account, or do I have to?
They will. Well, you can volunteer to pay, or they'll garnish your wages. I always have them garnish my wages, because there's no way that you can possibly say I didn't pay, because I don't even see it.
You don't even want to risk that.
All right. Yeah. So they take it out of your wages, just like Social Security, I'm assuming.
Yes. And they will. They'll pay, and then, you know, insurance. They'll round all that in there, but they'll take a small cut of that, and they keep it.
Facility fees, admin fees. They've got to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. The Texas AG still majorly rules in the wife's favor, or the woman's favor. But the highlight is now you're seeing a lot of moms going, offering dads assumed joint custody, shared custody, you know, because they're like, you know, their dad's important.
Yeah.
And so luckily a lot of women are behind this, but, you know, it's, we live, you know, Texas, man. I love Texas, but they are behind the times in this. It's time to get caught up.
All I can think of right now is that if I ever have kids and I piss off my wife and I get divorced, I am so fucked. That's the only thing. My wife's an attorney. This is everything that's going through my head right now.
Yeah. That's what's scary too. You know?
Yes.
Divorce is scary enough, because people in general get vengeful. Like,
I tried to get her to sign a prenup, and she basically threw it in my face. She's like, my husband, it's going to do anything?
He's already threatened. If we get divorced, he's burning, like, the building is, or the business is crumbling, because I'm not taking, like, and I wouldn't take it from him, but, you know.
It's crazy.
All it comes down to is we want to be dads. You know, there's nothing else.
I don't want
this so I can be involved in your life. Because honest to God, if I divorce you, I don't want anything to do with you anyways. I just want my kids.
Exactly. And then you have, like, right now, I can't stand Angelina Jolie anyway, but, like, the biggest high profile case right now.
What is Angelina Jolie up to doing anything?
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened for dads, because it's in the spotlight how vengeful women can be.
When she's all cool. Brad she's crazy. Pitt won.
Brad can somebody fill me in? What happened?
She's a fucking psycho.
She is a psycho. We agree on something.
Well, she used to fucking...
She's hot. Trust me, she's hot. I listen to her, but she's nuts.
She used to drink Billy Bob's blood, so we already know she's crazy, but what did she do?
She's trying to have complete control of the children and basically, like, run him dry.
She's had two lawyers quit on her so far because she's so vengeful, and, like, what she's asking for is just ridiculous. Like, child support, alimony. First of all, she doesn't need it. Second of all he wants is time with his kids. And he's already, like, paid off a house for her and given her millions of dollars. But
he takes, like, the kids anytime he can. He doesn't always get all the kids at one time, because, you know, they adopted a football team, basically. And, you know, man, she is fucking nuts.
What she's doing, I mean, like, it's crazy. And then, so what you brought up, he can't see all the kids at once. She wanted it to where, like, he couldn't text them or call them unless she supervised or when she said. And now, like, a judge threw that out, and he's like, you can text them or call anytime you want, unsupervised. But that reminds me of John and Kate plus eight, the other people who had a football team.
Yeah, and she's just as nuts.
Yeah, he can't see all but of his kids either.
But he brought it on himself, too. He did a lot of screwed up stuff.
He was probably crazy.
Yeah. But like all Brad Pitt, still, all Brad
I forgot Pitt about them. Last time I saw him, he was partying on a yacht or some
shit. Brad Pitt just wants to see his kids, you know.
Yeah, and
I mean he's Brad freaking Pitt. He can have any woman he wants.
Come on now, I bet you he completely regrets. Like, I mean, I don't want to say karma, but
that's I mean, what a moron? Little bit. What moron would leave Jennifer Aniston?
For a known psycho woman,
and show like me the hottest, show me the hottest chick in the world, and I'll show you the guy who started fucking her. I mean, that's you know, it's been around for a while. Go crazy well, dude, for a reason too.
Dude, that's trust why me. Millennials aren't getting married. I was read this the other day. Millennials just aren't getting married anymore.
I don't blame them.
Good for them. Well, no, because they grew up watching this custody battles, fights, all that, and they're just not getting married no more.
And that's then true. Why also? Like, it's a piece of paper. Like, we're already,
it's
you know.
It's a contract, basically.
It's a contract with the government.
Yeah.
And yeah, another crazy one, Halle Berry and her custody battles.
Yeah.
She's another psychopath.
What does she do?
Same thing. She completely, like, she was married to that. Too. Yeah. She was married to that model, or with that model, Gabriel Aubrey. And then she got with another, he was the second guy she got with was weird, had kids with both of them, and then completely tried to rip custody from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are you doing to help the cause and all that good stuff? That's what I want.
What I do is when like fathers need guidance and all that,
mm-hmm.
You know, they get in contact with me and then I give them guidance. And you know what I go through to is like I question them a lot, oh heavily, just see what their real intentions are.
Yeah. So how can they get in touch with you though?
Like, I did
through on the website,
page. Facebook, yeah, what? Like I'm pretty active on the Father's Right on the Texas page.
Okay.
And so a lot of people see me on there and message me, word of mouth too. I try to stay around Denton County because each county's different. You gotta know who does what, you know, and the judges and all that.
What, yes. Hold on, what was the name of the group again? Because it got cut off.
It's the Texas Fathers' Rights Movement. The main movement is called the Fathers' Rights Movement. I mean, we've had guys like walk to DC like thousands of miles and stand on the steps of the Capitol to protest.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
It's legit. Yeah, just to see your kids. If that doesn't prove how much a father loves his kids, you know, what other proof do you need?
And I mean, in a lot of states, if you're unwed, you have zero, as a man, you have zero parental rights. You have to get like a court petition or a court order to establish paternity.
I think
to even have rights.
Florida is really close to making it a standard state law. It gets close and it gets close and it fails. But I think there, of all places, it'll probably be the first to pass.
I wouldn't count too much on Florida. I mean, they're still fighting over legal weed.
Yeah,
so, well, that's the governor.
They're closer than anybody else's. I mean, there's a few. Missouri's getting real close too. I thought it passed, but I guess it's still hung up. You know, there's a lot of states going to it because it's been proven over and over again. Children with active fathers less likely to commit crimes, more likely to graduate high school, more likely to go to college.
Yeah,
all that. You know.
So does that kind of include? Like, you know, if a woman wants to have an abortion, her body, her choice, what about, does that kind of cover? I mean, I think that if a man wants to sign his rights away, that he should be able to without being legally bound. I mean, if a woman can terminate, then, you know, that's kind of a...
I'm pro-life.
What do you mean sign? Why would anyone sign? You mean sign the rights away to
their kid?
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're deadbeat, I guess you could do that. Can you? You can. Can't you?
Well, I mean, a woman can have an abortion.
Yeah, you can. You know, there's
that's different.
Certain you can sign your rights over in certain circumstances. I mean, you can't just go to the court and go, "Oh, I don't want my kids. I want to sign my rights over." They'll be like, "No." And if you do, they're like, "Oh, you're still on child support." I've seen that.
Yeah.
The father insists, "I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't want nothing to do with them." And he signs his rights over, and then the judge is like, "Well, you're still paying $900 a month child support." So, Someone's got to be responsible for those children. Most of the time when like a father signs his rights over, it's because another guy is going to adopt them.
Right. So what about, like, I mean, this sounds weird. What would the ideal divorce situation be in regards to, you know, parental rights? What if, you know, obviously 50-50, I guess, would be best. But what if somebody gets a job offer that's, you know, great pay, great insurance, great opportunity? So what happens?
That has come up a lot, actually. And there's a train going by. So I hate this.
It's all right.
Just I mean, it sounds fine.
I looked at this house 3 times, and the train never passed once.
It's usually that way.
But that's come up a lot now, and you see a lot of mothers move.
Yeah.
Because they know that's best for them as a whole. But you know, it's with the assumed 50-50 custody. You know, there's hard restrictions on it. You have to be within the same county. You know, you have to live within so many miles of their schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't get it, and you can live wherever. It's, you know, these are the, you know, this is what has to happen. This is, right. You know, you have to live here. You do this, do that. And, you know, if I had to live within a block of my wife to see my kids every day, I would.
Yeah. You know, so essentially it's not just like, oh, I have a better job offer. I'm moving. You have to go to court, and the judge has to establish that's what's best for the child.
Oh, yeah. How does that work? Like, let's say you're divorced and you have, like, custody of your kid or whatever, like, and you have to move for work. Like, do you lose – you don't lose custody, do you?
No, but you'll go to, like, a standardized custody. And a lot of times – but if the mother agrees to assume to 50-50 – 90% of the time, you know, she's more than willing to work with you to, you know, make sure you see your kids.
Right.
You know, because I've worked with guys, you know, they had to take job offers and come here, and, you know, their mom, the mother, would drive the kids up here. He'd drive the kids all the way back. You know, it's, you know, but they're doing it what's best for the children, not what's best for them.
Right. And that's essentially what it's about. What's best for the kids,
Yeah, stop thinking about yourself. Think about your kids.
Yeah, and that's kind of another thing. Like, as far as – I'm not sure exactly what the judge – how they calculate child support. But, you know, rent. Like, a woman, regardless of whether she had a man in her life or not, would still have to have a house and still have to, you know, house the kids and pay that rent, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that still gets factored into child support.
Yeah, well, in Texas, the judges have a lot of power to do pretty much whatever they decide.
Oh, yes, they do.
I mean, the judge gets to see, you know, the judge. But, you know, like Dayton County, there's a lot of judges that believe and assume 50-50 shared custody. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but there's also a few that don't. So,
yeah.
You know, it's really a roll of the dice on what judge you get and.
Cross your fingers and.
But you know, you're starting to see a lot of congressmen and senators start backing it too. So yeah, who's that one that was heavily advertising like last year? God, I can't remember his name.
Senator?
Congressman.
Oh.
I had a sign in my yard and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm like bombarded our neighborhood just with so many names right now.
I know. Yeah, I know. I don't even care about politics that much. I'm like, it's all master plan control.
You just like host and then sit back and wait.
Yeah, because I like knowing that I'm wasting your time.
I consider it constructive sometimes, and that's my own like delusions, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything about me, so.
Yeah, and I'm like, if I can change or, you know, not even change somebody's mind, but if I can make somebody just think like, you know, cross this line. But I think for the most part, because I would not consider you extreme right. For the most part, I think we have the same like ideals or principles, unless that's another one of my delusions. We just have different, you know, means of getting there.
Yeah, I'm not extreme or right or Republican. I mean, honest God, I wish we could go independent in Texas, but we can't. So.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing too. Like, I don't know. I've called myself a moderate before and then I've been criticized for that because apparently being a moderate is copping out and not choosing a side. But I guess the politically correct term would be independent. But you can't register as independent in Texas.
Nope.
Well, I mean, just the country in general. I mean, forget it. I mean, third party has absolutely no chance. No. It's either one or the other. You know?
Yeah. And I'm like,
The Democrats have some good points. The Republicans have some good points. Where's that happy in between? I don't want to sit there and say I'm dedicated to you to make my voice heard.
Yeah. Because there are, and this sounds crazy, but there are...
You're crazy.
Conservative. Yeah, it's not the first time I've heard that. There are conservative liberals and there are liberal conservatives. You know, fiscally conservative liberals or, you know, whatever liberal, socially liberal conservatives.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They're out there.
I don't know, Shannon. Will you tell me where am I? I don't think I'm either.
I don't think you're either. I think you just, I kind of don't really think you care. We just care about the stupid people that are like, you know, the squeaky wheel of grease, like all the loud, obnoxious, like people that have no idea what they're talking about on both sides get most of the attention.
What bothers me, the whole like religion pulled into it. It's like, oh, shut up. Like the whole, I mean, if you want to be conservative, that's cool. If you believe in whatever you believe, that's cool. But stop pushing it on other people, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Stop pushing your crap on other people. You
know? But,
yeah, like using the Bible to push a certain political belief or whatever. It's like, that's where you kind of lose me altogether.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, the Bible says we're all born sinners. And no one can say that, what the Bible says, men didn't enter to suit their own goals, you know? I don't think God wants me to hate you for who you love, or that you screwed up, you know, or that I beat my wife with a stone.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think that was the original message of the Bible, because it tells you to love everybody.
I'm sure I could use a stoning every now and then, but I still wouldn't. My mouth would still keep going. But, you know, and I'm not religious at all. I'm more spiritual. But no, even like in spiritual beliefs, you know, nobody's perfect. You're always learning. It's a journey, not a destination. And any other cliche quote that you can think of.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you think about the Trump-McCain thing, Jamie? We're gonna go there.
I mean, he's a veteran, so he should be given the respect he earned.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, Trump can keep, you know what? Trump did great things for this economy. And I don't care who you piss off. When you're president, I don't give a shit what you say.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Get the microphone closer. I'm dropping him.
My phone was dying, so I had to switch. Hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like, I don't care what you say or do. Just make shit happen. You know, that's all I care about. Because, like, the day before the election, I was looking at being laid off. And then when Trump won, my job has been very secure ever since. But the whole McCain thing, I mean, he should be giving McCain the respect that he earned serving his country. You know, I wonder if choices that McCain made towards the end was after cancer. You know, we don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
So- Let me ask you something. I'm just asking this because I don't follow it at all, and I'm not going to say fight it because I'm not fighting it. I'm just saying what my train of thought is without knowing the facts, and I don't know the facts. I haven't looked into it, to be honest with you. But him winning, do you think it was a whole, like, what do you call it? Like a whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Shannon, help me here.
Conspiracy.
He's this businessman and blah blah blah. He's gonna fix everything.
Wouldn't
that be part of the hype and part of what he picked up from the Obama administration that was already set in place and it just, you know, kept going?
No, I just think Donald Trump's crazy. He has no idea what he's doing.
I think George Bush, who, you know, George Bush wasn't really running the ship.
Right.
Kind of. But George Bush was at least more likable. And I think he is a little bit smarter than Trump in certain aspects, but
Bush was like just a good guy though. He's just a nice
guy. Like you could have a beer with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally have a beer with Bush. Like totally. Are you kidding me? That would be like amazing.
In a heartbeat.
You know, like, my favorite George Bush video is like when he's playing golf and they're asking him about fucking I think it was 9/11 or something about 9/11. And he goes, oh, like he just dismisses the question. He's like, what's this drive? And he just fucking hits the thing. It's just hilarious.
People, because I like blowing shit up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so. Yeah, no, I don't think.
Just a good old boy, but. He lets his pettiness get the best of him, which is his downfall, because if he didn't, you know, if he wasn't so triggered, and he really is the ultimate triggered person, he's just as bad as the people that, you know, they call snowflakes. I don't think he'd get such a bad rap.
Man, no, people don't even know why they hate him to hate him.
Oh, I can write a whole list of why I hate him, but that's a different story.
You know, like, under Obama, this whole PC thing came out of nowhere. Everybody has to be politically correct. Well, I don't care about your feelings. I mean, I can't worry about your feelings when I got to worry about...
But see, I don't think that's something that has to do with politics. I think that has something to do with the way kids have been raised with giving participation trophies. And it's like, you know, being, you know, the parents being... treating their kids differently because they were treated like shit by their parents in the 50s and the 60s because it just changed. Oh, I don't want to treat my kids like my parents did. Oh. So you know what? I'm going to protect them. I'm going to be nice to them. And then it just went overboard.
So you scream at the teacher when your kid gets bad grades. It's the teacher's fault.
My sons lose or don't get what they want. I'm like, it's your problem, man. You brought it on yourself.
Yeah. I'm totally, like, I'm not a parent, but I am totally old school when it comes to, you know, electronics and like what they watch and what they listen to, you know, when my godchildren come over.
Listen, I'm in technology, and the last thing I'm going to do if I have kids, it's hand them an iPad or a phone. That is the last thing I'm going to do because I know how all this shit is designed to fuck with your brain. This is what I do for a living. So
TVs and pads, and they will literally take their freaking pad, turn it on. It'll be blurring at its capacity. They'll set it down. They'll start playing toys. I'm like, one or the other, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say that they can't use it, but, you know, I didn't play Nintendo 16 hours a day.
No.
You know, you can't let them do that. So, like, we'll just hand them over. We've been through this before. That's the worst thing you can do with a kid.
So, like, I watched all these back-to-school videos where kids actually had, like, anxiety attacks because they played Fortnite all summer long and then, like, back to school.
Yeah, they're
lost it.
Well, not only that, but all these games, especially, you know, all these games are designed to release dopamine now. So it's like every time you do something, you reward it with something. And the way it's designed is to make you come back and get more. Like, this is all thought out. This is not like just all games. And it's gotten more because they want you to spend the money. And
so much more violent, too.
Yeah.
But see, it's a violent argument. You know, I saw a lot of shit growing up and it didn't affect me. You know, there's violent video games all over the world, and you don't see school shootings in the middle of fucking Italy, you know?
Yeah. Well,
so that argument I don't agree with.
Well, no. I think it's the time spent too. Like, here, technology is a babysitter. I don't know how it is like everywhere else, but they are more violent. It is more, I guess the graphics are better. And when they just veg, like I've vegged and just zoned out on Grand Theft Auto and like driving to work at 4 a.m. I'm like, I could totally hit somebody right now. Like, what?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, you know, how many times is like I'm on the highway and I see one of those flatbeds with a thing hanging out. I was like, I could totally speed up and jump over that fucking thing. But I don't do it. You know, it's like I grew up with, you know, Doom. Doom was one of the first games where you splatter blood everywhere on PC, and I didn't go out and fucking shot people, you know? It's like I knew it was bad. I mean, it's a lot more realistic now, too, so you got to give it that, but the idea was there. I just think there's a lot of everything now, man. It's like I think a lot of kids just are socially retarded. I mean, that's basically what it is because everybody is hiding behind a screen. Everybody's hiding behind social media. There's not enough social interaction. And it's creating like all these quote unquote incels. And, you know, there's no social skills, you know? That's basically what an incel is, a kid that has no social skill. And they get pissed because they can't get laid. Well, you can't get laid if you don't know how to treat a woman.
No, but I can't get laid. So now they design sex robots.
Yes, exactly. That's the next.
Exactly.
Oh, it's real.
Canada. They're super advanced.
Oh, yeah. It's already in Japan. Japan's already to a level where it's done. they're having a problem with people are not procreating. Like, this is dead serious shit. They're looking at their country and be like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, you guys need to start banging because it's that bad. And now they have, you know, AR, VR. So you have the combination of virtual reality with artificial intelligence that's like, you know, Siri and Google Alexa and all that shit times 100. And it's just going to keep getting better and better and better and better. Like, I already have access to developing apps and Alexa and other things, and I can see what can be done and how it works. And I'm telling you, people have no idea what's coming. Like, you guys have no fucking idea what's coming.
Oh, that's and why.
You guys think it's going to be 20 years from now? No, it's going to be 5.
That's why I wanted to switch to cybersecurity. I really want to go to school for cybersecurity because that's, dude, that's going to be the next biggest field, I believe.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, like, you know, with the whole recent elections getting, you know, rigged or not rigged. What am I thinking of? Hacked. And, you know, everybody's like super, I mean, that is the next big wave. So like sex robots getting hacked or, you know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you have a sex robot and it's giving you a blow in and it gets hacked and just bites your dick off?
Or like live cam, like through her eyes, like all over your Facebook.
Dude, when I'm not doing this, my camera's behind my monitor. Like, I never leave my camera like in front of me. Because I know that people can just easily just tap into it. You know what I mean? Like, no way. I mean, dude, I mean, I wish like people knew what I see every day when it comes to like how all this shit works, because if society did, you guys would think in a completely different way. Like when Zucks was in front of Congress, I was just like sitting there like, holy shit. Like, he got off so easy because no one knows how any of this works.
I don't think that was, yeah. I think it was his robot.
Exactly. He was a robot. He sent in like a proxy.
Oh, dude, you have to be a robot when you basically run a country, a digital country of your own, and every single word that you say is going to be twisted in a million different ways that can affect your company that's publicly held. Trust me, those lawyers crafted every single answer, and his job is just to remember, okay, if they say this, do I go with A, B, or C? And say it like this, word by word. And then if you saw that on top of it, he has like 500 cameras right in front of his face. Like, you know?
And he's completely antisocial.
He's completely antisocial. Like, I'm almost done reading the book of like the real story of Facebook of one of the people that were there from the beginning. And it's like the real deal. It's nothing like the social. That movie was complete bullshit. And obviously to come up with this, you had to be a genius. And he's like a chess genius. He was like in AP classes, calculus, like whatever advanced, like he was already a genius at that point. But the thing that everybody said, like he had no social like skills whatsoever. He was like super introvert, you know, super duper introvert, but super smart. And then, you know, people think like Facebook just comes around because someone had a great idea. It's where you're at too, dude. It's luck. You know, He came from a family that had money. He went to Harvard. He goes to computer science and he's paired up with 3 other computer science majors in the same room. Like fucking something's going to come out of that. You know, it's like, and he was already making apps. So it's a lot of luck in where you're at the moment too. You know, it's not just the idea, but yeah, man, it's, you know, what's possible nowadays with all this shit, all the data that's all on the back end. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah. You know, I have Alexas all over my house. I know they're listening. I'm not dumb.
Yeah. You're a tech like addict too.
Oh yeah, I do. I have. Well, I'm a home security addict.
Home security addict. Why? What do you mean by a home security? You have like that Ring thing? Oh, I don't have a house yet. Oh, yeah. I had a house. I got rid of it. I live in a condo, but
I know people have apartments with the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, we had one.
No, I don't have it.
Not a Ring, but.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm seeing all of your new things. I'm like, what are these?
Yeah, you know, I like Alexa because I can sit there and say, you know, I can be on the shitter and go, Alexa, order toilet paper. I know, it's like, aren't you worried about your dot listening to you at night? I'm like, worried about what? All they're going to hear is me go, you know, talking to my wife going, come on, give me some pussy. Come on.
Like, oh, yeah, the age of privacy is completely gone. It's been gone for a while.
Yeah, and if they want to sit there and view my Amazon cams, all they're going to see is a naked fat white guy, you know?
Yeah. And immediately turn it off.
You know, and you know what? I mean, that's the other thing. People bitch about Amazon and, you know, how they don't pay their employees, which I think it's fucked up. I mean, that company makes plenty of money that they can pay more to their employees. One, two, it's only going to keep getting more powerful because all that data that's going back from Alexa, all that data gets taken back. So now they know what you're doing, just like Facebook. They know what you're doing, where you're at, you know, what you're into, they're listening, blah, 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 blah. And then to top it all off, when you go on Amazon, they can see everything you do, every move you do, it's recorded, everything you buy, how much you spend, when you buy it, where you live, what you send it to, you know, and then the algorithm keeps getting better and better and better and better. Like that's how Netflix won the game against like everything else, because mm-hmm. the algorithm shows you what you want to see when you log in. And keeps you in there. So they go.
I never see what I want to see on Netflix.
I see it all the time.
Me too.
All the time.
I love Star Trek, so that's all it shows me.
Exactly. So, like, if you go on Netflix, it's like now they have that data. So, like, okay, well, you know, a lot of people are watching stand up. Let's fucking sink a lot of money into stand up. And sure enough, people keep watching. And then, I mean, people don't know this, but each Netflix menu. It's customized to its user, it changes. The other thing they test on you, I was just on Netflix months ago, like when I went to LA. Another thing they do, like the covers for the movies or the series, it changes to test on you which one you you go for the most. It's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane, man. It's a whole different world.
You can go. I can go my smart TV right now. Open up Netflix and go to each person's profile.
Hmm.
Bring everyone's completely different. It does, like, even the featured show. Like,
yeah.
It's tailored to whoever's watching that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you...
Yeah, it's insane.
Hulu does... You look on my Hulu, my wife's Hulu versus my kids' Hulus, they're all different.
Yeah. And just going to keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, my 4-year-old can operate my smart TV without an issue.
Yeah, that's crazy, too, because we didn't get, like... I didn't get... super major technology. I mean, I had my first cell phone at like 16, and it was one of those like either the old school Nokia phones that you could never break or those tiny AT&T phones. I didn't grow up with, you know, automatically, like kids are born and they know how to use smartphones.
Yeah.
Well, because parents put it in their hands right away to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. You know what's funny though? What cracks me up is like everybody's like, oh, he's a kid. He knows this shit. Like millennials are super smart. They know how to use apps, but they don't know how any of this shit works. That's what's funny about it, you know?
I never showed my kids how to work my smart TV, ever. They just, I guess, he watched, picked it up, and did it.
Yeah, it's intuition, man. Intuition, yeah. Once, you know.
I turned that off. So, at 1 o'clock in the morning, turn their TV on. So.
No, it's
yeah. Or like when you give kids like, I watched a video on YouTube. They gave them like an old school Game Boy and they were like touching the screen and wondering why it wasn't working.
But then you get that's all they've seen. I mean, when's the last time you actually had a new phone come out that had a pad?
Or actual buttons.
Or actual buttons, you know.
Oh, it was the BlackBerry. That was the last one.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
The BlackBerries were only to like a niche market. I'm like, the only people that had BlackBerries were people that like really like BlackBerries and they still didn't sell anything near like smartphones have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no. You know, I mean, the iPhone came out and it killed everything.
Yeah.
You know, but at the time they sold, trust me, they sold a shit ton.
I do miss variety as far as phones go. Because you have like the iPhone or you have Samsung, like Notes or whatever. And it's like, I miss the days of the Razors and the Sidekicks and, you know, even the Blackberries. Like I was a Blackberry person. I was mad when they took that away.
Andrew's like a couple generations from now kids will be just yelling at robots to buy and stuff. That's true.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's true. No, but I mean with phones, I mean there's not much more. It's like computers. They reach a point where there's nothing crazy you can really do at this point besides just making them, you know, faster, more memory, more storage. And dude, that's like the other thing you guys. You know, I recommend you get a big ass hard drive and start backing up your personal shit because everything's going to cloud too. So, you know, which is basically these company servers.
Yeah, the Ring, my Amazon Cam, they all cloud.
Oh, everything gets recorded. Everything stays on that server, man. It's all data, 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 data. That's what, you know, makes it. So anyway.
But in the end.
Yeah. You can, there's a setting that you can do. Cause I didn't know it like automatically just listened to everything that you were doing, but there's a setting and you can make it stop listening to you.
They say it does. It's been proven it does.
It absolutely does. Trust me on that.
My Alexa Dot went off the other day. Like, I asked my wife about, I was looking for one of my guns, and the Alexa was like, I don't. I'm like, the fuck.
Mine goes off randomly. Sometimes too. Like, I'll be like sitting out of nowhere and it's quiet, and all of a sudden it's just like, these are the blah blah blah. I was like, what the fuck did that come from?
Did you just hear?
Yeah.
Like a while back, they were just laughing. Like, people were complaining that like their Alexas would just start laughing out of nowhere, and like it was a lot of people a couple months ago.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Last year and a half. I mean, my wife likes it because, you know, you say Alexa fart, and she'll. I'm like, hey man, if that keeps her happy.
Talking about farts, did you see that kid? I call him kid. I don't know how old he is, but the Paul Flart kid on Instagram that was a security guard, he's just farting like minutes.
Fart.
That was disgusting. I'm like I have poor coworkers that have to breathe in like his internal smells.
But no, I heard an interview with him. It was just him overnight, so he wasn't hurting anyone. He got fired too. That's what sucks.
Somebody has to share that chair.
And I mean, like, what are you gonna do? I think what made it great is like the guy just looks like he's like 20 going on 50 with a mustache and the haircut. Yeah.
He's like, you don't know if he's like 18 or 62.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it 100 times better. And he's just like, the faces he makes when he's doing it, it's hilarious. That's the best part.
I worked law enforcement, man. You get bored. You know, farts are funny. So.
Now he has a shitload of followers on Instagram, so I'm sure he can monetize it somehow if he's smart.
Yeah.
And some merch. Yeah,
he'll find an agent or somebody to handle all of that for him, a publicist.
Right.
He got fired from that because of that.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be okay if he plays it smart. So if he writes the 50-minute wave of fame the right way, he'll definitely,
He's gonna get like a YouTube channel or like a spin-off show on like MTV or something.
Right.
I just become instant millionaires because of these videos.
Oh yeah, man, it's crazy.
I'm like, God. Crazy. I'm like, I fart all the time.
And then start recording it and posting it, man. That's what you gotta do.
I mean, you know, you have that shark every once in a while. That's what you need to get on footage of the face you make after you realize you shit yourself.
You know? Oh, look, Shannon's not frozen anymore. She's back.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I think I'm losing you guys because, like, I hear...
You're frozen again.
You guys are still frozen.
Well, I think it's time to wrap it up. We've been going for a while now. It's about that time. Dude, it flies by, huh? And we're just going at it, so...
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
It was fun.
Yeah, Jamie, thank you for coming on. I mean, that was fun. It was cool. It was. I didn't know that even existed. So that's bring some awareness, bring some help to the cause. What's the name of the group again?
The Father's Rights Movement.
And people can find you on Facebook, obviously.
Page on Facebook.
Yeah, there's
a lot more because it really comes down to if you need assistance or guidance area.
Cool.
Stuff like that.
Wait, well, I look forward to being triggered by posts of yours in the future.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. If you're on the podcast, thank you for watching. If you watch live, you know, we took it a little bit more serious this week, but you know, sometimes you gotta get a little bit serious, mix it up a little bit, and subscribe to the cast, hit that follow button so you don't miss any shows, and we'll see you guys again soon, man.